Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap for Wednesday, May 1st. U.S. equities finished mixed in Wednesday trading, with the market selling off into the close after a big post-Powell boost. The Dow Jones finished up 23 basis points, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed down 34 basis points and 33 basis points, respectively. Big tech was largely higher, with Amazon a notable gainer on its report. Other outperformers included home builders, chemicals, pharma, banks, insurers, software, biotech, and building products. Laggards included restaurants, healthcare, services, semis, cosmetics, cruise lines, and energy. Treasuries rallied across the curve. The two-year moved back below 5%. Dollar index was down 20 basis points. Gold finished up 40 basis points, and Bitcoin futures were off 3%, pushing farther below the $60,000 level. WTI crude finished down 3.6%, settling below $80 a barrel for the first time since the 13th of March. Chair Powell's post-Fed press conference generated a short-lived afternoon boost, with some economists seeing comments as less hawkish than feared. Powell also addressed a couple of the market overhangs in recent days, reiterating patient Fed stance but playing down chances that the next move would be a rate hike, and pushed back on stagflation fears. He also repeated that the Fed expects further progress on inflation and labor market moving further into balance this year, while economic growth holds up. Powell provided some offset against cautious takeaways from latest batch of earnings, notably scrutiny surrounding the consumer. But at the same time, thoughts big tech has continued to deliver against a higher bar, and AI remains the big secular growth theme. Very big macro day. Fed left rates unchanged as expected and announced a larger-than-expected reduction in Treasury runoff caps from $60 billion to $25 billion starting in June. Press conference saw Powell noting uncertain path forward but pushing back on stagflation and hike fears. Elsewhere today, ISM Manufacturing Index missed and moved back into contraction territory, with prices paid highest since June of 22. JOLTS job openings came in lower than expected and the smallest figure since March of 21. April ADP private payrolls were ahead of consensus, though down slightly from March, while 5% year-over-year wage growth for job stayers was the smallest read since August of 21. Focus now on Friday's non-farm payrolls. No surprises from Treasury QRA, with $125 billion refunding in line with estimates, said buybacks to begin this month. In earnings-related news, Amazon takeaways focused on AWS acceleration, margin strength, and CapEx ramp. MasterCard revenue was a bit light, but said consumer spending was resilient. AMD underwhelmed on improved 2024 data center GPU revenue outlook. Starbucks pressured by a miss and guide down, with focus on 7% transaction decline in the U.S. Mondelez volumes declined in North America and Europe. CVS missed and cut guidance on utilization pressures. Supermicro Computer was hit by its lower margin guide. Kraft Heinz revenues missed as weaker volumes offset pricing strength. Other earnings-linked gainers included Pfizer, KKR, DuPont de Nemours, Pinterest, Exalta, and Garmin, while decliners included Estee Lauder, Johnson Controls, Yum Brands, CDW, Clorox, Skyworks, and Norwegian Cruise Line. On deck for tomorrow, economic data including first quarter productivity, March durable and factory orders, and weekly jobless claims, as well as earnings from Apple, Moderna, and Booking Holdings, among many others. That's all for today's evening market recap. Thanks for listening, and please join us again tomorrow.